Welcome to Begin With Yes with Paul Boynton on Empower Radio, a show to help you create and embrace real personal change. You can overcome the challenges in front of you. You just begin with yes. Here's your host, Paul Boynton.
Hey, thank you. So happy to be part of the Empower Radio family and grateful for the hospitality you show us. And we're grateful to all of our listeners, too, for tuning in for some positivity. Today, my guest is Melissa Kerner, and we're going to be talking about, get this, is stress making your pants tight? I think my pants are a little tight and I'm a little stressed, so I'm looking forward to this conversation. Melissa, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Paul. I'm excited to be here.
I should tell people that Melissa is a health, fitness, and nutrition coach who is the driving force behind a program that she developed called Friend Your Body that educates, inspires, and empowers mostly women, but a few men too. So if you're a man listening, we've got some information that'll help you. Empowers people to take charge of their lives by transforming their health. Melissa, let's begin by having you introduce us. Tell us a little bit about the program that you developed.
So as you mentioned, the program is called Friend Your Body. And the reason I call my program the Friend Your Body program is because I teach people basically how to treat their bodies like they would treat a friend. So we treat our friends with, you know, respect. We make our friends a priority. We're honest with our friends. Friendship in and of itself means, you know, taking responsibility and being healthy means taking responsibility for your health. So that's really, you know, what friending your body is all about. It's kind of, you know, looking at the way you treat yourself in much the same way that you would treat a good friend.
Melissa, why do you think that, given that sort of framework, why do we treat ourselves so poorly when it comes to health and fitness?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of us, and I find this more so with women, which is why you said at the very beginning that this is primarily for women, but, you know, this definitely applies to men as well. But I find the female mindset is to put other people before themselves. A lot of women who do my programs are moms and they work full time and, you know, they're putting their children before themselves, their spouse before themselves. A lot of my clients have elderly relatives they care for, you know, and then there's the responsibility of work and, you know, balancing all these responsibilities. And so you have all these, major responsibilities in life. And then, you know, we end up kind of putting ourselves at the bottom of that list.
And so,
you know, the reality is that you can't, you know, we all have these responsibilities, but it's just a matter of kind of shifting your perspective a little bit and saying, well, where can I start to make myself more of a priority and not always put myself last?
You know, Melissa, you and I have talked offline about Begin With Yes and the whole concept of small, easy, manageable steps. And I know that we share a lot in common in our appreciation for the importance of those small steps. But is your program, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the details of the program, but right off the bat, can you tell me if your program requires a huge commitment on the part of people? I mean, are you expecting people to completely change their lives overnight?
It's a great question, which I'm really glad you asked, because I think effective lifestyle change really comes down to taking small, manageable steps every day. I have a program that I call the Transformation Challenge, and this is a program that I offer in New Hampshire currently, and it's a group program where, you know, we come together for 12 weeks once a week for about an hour, and we talk about how to set achievable action steps each week. And, you know, being healthy is not about, you know, radically changing your whole lifestyle in 12 weeks, but it's about, you know, saying, well, over the next 12 weeks, I'm going to kind of set these small and realistic changes for myself and then continue to make those changes, you know, throughout, you know, the rest of my lifetime. Because being healthy is really it's a lifestyle. It's not so much about following a 12-week plan or however long the program is. It's about constantly saying, I'm going to be taking steps in a more healthy direction.
You know, like many innovations, new ideas and new approaches, most of those things are born out of personal experience. And I'm wondering if you would share a little bit of your story and how this program came about and what sort of set things into motion for you.
Yeah, this program is really, um, really came to be based on my own personal experience overcoming health issues. I actually have a background in elementary education, and that's what I went to school for, and I did that for a number of years. And at the time, I was dealing with a lot of nagging health issues, and I was in my 20s, and you know, I was just starting to feel really crappy. And I've always been interested in fitness, and it was throughout my course that working as a teacher, I became a certified trainer. And I absolutely loved, you know, being in the fitness industry, and I ended up doing it part-time while I was teaching and loved it so much, I ended up making a complete career change. But it was really during my course as a trainer that I started to realize that, you know, being healthy is not just about fitness. Even though I was a trainer and I had a pretty good background, I still wasn't feeling my best. And I actually started to not only plateau with my exercises, but I started to go in the other direction where I started to gain weight. You know, my body was starting to hurt. I just wasn't getting the results that I wanted. So I started to pursue certifications in nutrition and holistic lifestyle coaching, and it was really through those experiences that I realized that, you know, hey, there's a bigger picture here. So it's about looking at, you know, how you eat and not just how you exercise, but how you sleep at night, how you manage your stress, you know, what your thinking process is, and kind of bringing all these pieces together. And it was really when I started to apply this bigger picture approach to my own life that I started to kick all of my health issues. And, you know, after kind of going through this journey on my own over a few years, I said, I have to teach people these principles. And so I spent some time putting together an actual program for people. And, you know, the people who've actually gone through my programs, you know, a lot of them say it's a very eye-opening experience because, like a lot of people, that, you know, they look at health in isolation, which I understand because that was kind of the mindset that I used to have. So it's really kind of looking at the bigger picture of your health and how all of these pieces come together.
You know, one of the things I love about hearing that story, Melissa, is that sometimes the people that we put out in front who are going to teach us how to lose weight or get fit are people that have never struggled with a weight problem or never struggled with not being fit. They've just grown up enjoying exercise and having active lifestyles. And so it's really kind of refreshing to learn from somebody that has actually walked a mile or two in our shoes as well. You know, if you go to the bookstore, and I go to the bookstore all the time, and you look at the biggest sections in the bookstore, it's self-help is really a big section, and then fitness and diet is a big section. It seems like every 2 months there's a new miracle diet that's going to help us all lose 50 pounds in a couple of weeks. What are some of the common misconceptions that you've sort of focused on as you survey the kinds of stuff that is out there for people?
Well, first, before I get to that, I just wanted to kind of reiterate something that you just pointed out. You know, I very much live by what I teach. So, you know, like you were saying before, this program is not something that I just kind of, I read a bunch of books and, you know, thrown this program together. A lot of it is based on my firsthand experience. So I definitely can identify with people because I've you know, been through the trenches, so to speak. But in terms of biggest misconceptions, one of them is, you know, a lot of people who do my programs typically come with the mindset, you know, I want to lose weight. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that, but I find that sometimes the focus is just on the weight and it's not about building a strong foundation of health. And, you know, a lot of women, sometimes men, but a lot of people kind of come with this mentality that, you know, losing weight or getting healthy comes down to monitoring the number of calories that you consume, which is a huge misconception because there's a number of things wrong with that thinking. You know, one of them being that you can't possibly determine exactly how many calories one person needs from the next. And a lot of these calorie formulas that you see are just, they're based on certain generalizations, but there are certain variables that you need to think about, like your stress levels and your activity levels and changes in the weather and changes in your hormones. And these are all things that you can't measure. So you can't say exactly how many calories you need. And a lot of times when people follow a calorie restrictive diet, they end up, you know, kind of going on the far end where they're not giving their body the nutrition that they need. And this essentially causes stress to your body. And it causes your blood sugar levels to get all messed up, your hormones get all messed up, and, you know, your body can actually go into a phase where it actually starts to store fat because you're not fueling it. Another misconception is that, you know, exercising more is the way to kind of get healthy or lose weight. And one of the things to think about is that certain forms of exercise are actually a form of stress on your body. And this is one of the things I teach in my program, understanding what healthy exercise really is. And so if you're someone who has a lot of stress in your life and then you do stressful forms of exercise, you end up adding stress to your body. So you won't get the results that you're looking for with your exercise program. So those are two are probably the biggest misconceptions that I hear.
You know, one of the things as you were talking, especially about diet and all the other variables, I'm wondering, you know, how our mental health or emotions play into our ability to be successful in your program or any program for that matter.
It's huge. You know, I would argue that your mental health is like 90% of it at least. And one of the things that I teach in my program is, you know, the importance of being aware of your own thinking and how that impacts your health. You know, we actually spend a lot of time, for example, in the Transformation Challenge. That's pretty much how we start the program, talking about mindset and being aware of self-talk. I actually have the people who do my programs, I recommend that they do a journaling exercise where, you know, they keep a little journal with them for 3 or 4 days and write down, you know, any negative self-talk. And the women who do this, or even the men, you know, some of the men who do the programs, they're quite surprised at, you know, how they actually talk to themselves. And so once you can kind of create this awareness of what your own thinking is, you can start to strategize, well, how can I start to change this? Because how you think impacts your food choices. It impacts your stress. It impacts how well you sleep at night. It impacts, you know, the choices you make when you exercise. I mean, when you're not feeling good mentally, it kind of creates this domino effect and it affects all the other variables. So You have to be in the right place mentally to truly be successful with a health program.
However, you know, I want to push back a little on you on that, Melissa, because I know actually that you believe even if you are not in the right mindset to start, that if you start, then the mindset might catch up with you. Is that an accurate statement? Does that make sense? Let me try it a different way. If for a person to start this program, they may not be at that perfect place from an emotional standpoint or from a self-esteem standpoint or whatever emotional strength that you're speaking to. And I'm suggesting that you don't have to wait until you get to that place to begin this program, but that if you begin this program, then some of those more positive emotional attributes will kick in and you'll begin to feel
absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's actually one of the things that kind of resonated with me actually in your book. You talk about the power of the people in which you surround yourself. And, you know, this is one of the reasons I started the Friend Your Body Challenge, because I wanted to create an opportunity for women to come together who really need that support. So sometimes we can get kind of lost in our own heads. So we have to change our environment in order to kind of improve things a little bit. So it's about kind of being aware of, you know, how you think, and then, you know, what are some action steps that you can take to kind of turn it around to a positive, you know, to a positive mindset.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think that there's been so much emphasis on having a positive attitude and being optimistic, and all of those things are really, really important. But lots of people are just not there right at the moment.
Right.
And so waiting until you get there is probably not the best the best approach to go. I would say jump into action, and some
That's
of those
right.
other things will catch up with you later. Melissa, you were sort of talking about the things that hold us back from a emotional standpoint. But once you start exercising and once you start feeling better, perhaps you've lost a few pounds. And what are some of the physical and emotional changes that you've seen happen with the people that you've worked with?
You know, it's tough when you're changing your lifestyle as you start to kind of, you know, improve certain aspects of your life, because it impacts the people in your life. So I find that one of the biggest challenges is that as people are making these changes, you know, not everyone in their lives might be completely on board. And I find that this is true, you know, for a lot of people who have families or who are married or even people who live with somebody else. So you might say, you know, I really want to embark on this journey to health improvement and empowerment. But maybe you live with a, you know, your roommate is on a completely different page, or maybe your spouse or your children. And so it's tough when you're in an environment where you feel like it isn't, you know, it's not truly supporting you. And so you kind of have to really think about some strategies kind of outside your immediate atmosphere. You know, how can you kind of overcome these challenges to make, you know, health improvements and you know, truly make it a lifestyle and continue with them?
You know, sometimes you also have to be creative and just, you can't make some of the challenges go away. So you have to create some workarounds, don't you?
That's absolutely true.
You know, I've talked to so many people, Melissa, who have people in their life who are not supportive of them, who aren't encouraging them, and sometimes are actively discouraging people from making changes. And sometimes those people are people that are, you're an important relationship. You may be married to them. They may be your family. And so they're not people that you can easily sort of dismiss or move to the side. And what I've encouraged people to do is, instead of focusing on the people that are negative in your life, try to bring more positive people into your life. So it's not as if you have to do something drastic with the people that aren't supporting you. It's just more important to sort of focus on bringing other people into your life who will support you. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I actually take a very similar approach when it comes to nutrition. It isn't so much about eliminating, quote, all the bad food, but it's more about bringing the good stuff in. And I think you can apply that concept in a lot of different ways in your life, but you'll find that when you bring more good in, you don't have as much room for the bad.
And sometimes the stuff that we get, certainly I'll speak more to the people in our lives that aren't really encouraging us. Occasionally, people begin to see the change in you and begin to want a little bit of that zest for life for themselves. And so it's possible that there'll be some movement in the people around you in a more positive way, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Melissa, are there age ranges that you enjoy working with or you think are most appropriate for this program? And are there people that are just too unfit or too overweight to benefit from the work that you do?
You know what, I've designed the program so that it's very flexible. And it's not a one-size-fits-all program, which is, you know, one of the things that makes it unique. So it really doesn't matter what your fitness background is. It doesn't matter, you know, how far you are in terms of making lifestyle changes and, you know, your nutrition. The program is truly designed for you to come in and kind of pull the pieces that are most applicable to you and apply them. I mean, I have women of all ages, backgrounds. The last challenge I did, I think the youngest person was maybe 21 and the oldest was 71.
That's a pretty good range.
Yeah, it is a good range. And they each got something different out of it because it's, you know, as you're going through the process, you might say, well, you know, this is an area that I'm not quite ready to tackle yet, but, you know, this part makes sense for me, so I'm going to start here. So, you know, one of the things I had said before is that being healthy is about taking responsibility for yourself and your actions. And so that's a big concept that I, you know, teach throughout the program, that it's constantly taking responsibility for your health. So it's saying, where do I need to start making changes and where do I need to start applying these things in my life?
Melissa, what's it like for you to do these challenges and be working with a large number of people that are going through some sort of a transformation, certainly making changes in their lives and making some improvements too? What's that experience like for you as the mentor or teacher?
It's incredibly rewarding. I was just having a discussion this morning with a client who's actually working with me privately, and she's also doing my challenge. And she said, you know, I can feel the energy, you know, she's like, it's just amazing, you know, when we do the program, when we have our sessions. And, you know, one of the things I was talking to her about is that it isn't just about, you know, seeing everyone be successful, but it's extremely rewarding for me when I see these women truly taking control of their lives and, you know, feeling better about themselves. And kind of inspires me to keep going. And it inspires me to not only keep doing these challenges, but to continue to be, you know, a role model for people. Because I, like I said before, I live by everything that I teach. So it's important for me to kind of, I hold myself to a certain standard because, you know, I am I'm a coach and I'm the role model for a lot of my clients, but it's just, I can't even, it's even hard to put into words just how rewarding it is to see these women, you know, really start to take control and feel empowered and feel good about themselves. I mean, just their confidence just goes through the roof.
You know, in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you, and we've got about 10 minutes left, but I'm going to ask you to share a story about somebody that's been in your program, a success story, to give people a flavor for that. But before we get to that, let's sort of move towards the men that you've worked with, in case there are some men listening to us today. What's the biggest difference between working with men and women, or is there a difference?
Yeah, there is a little bit of difference, because I find that just the mindset about health is different. The reason I work with women primarily is because I find that when it comes to making changes, lifestyle changes, you know, in terms of how you eat and exercise and sleep and, you know, the whole picture approach, there aren't a lot of men who are kind of in that space yet mentally. I mean, I think most men understand that they need to exercise and eat right, but it's kind of understanding how all those pieces fit together. Right. And I find that mostly women who are kind of embracing that approach. And the men that I do work with, for the most part, are actually the spouses of my female clients. So as these women are starting to embark on this healthy journey, they want to get their spouses involved because, you know, they want to kind of be able to make these changes together, which I think is a wonderful thing. So one of the things I started doing is not just working with women, but working with couples. And as you're changing your lifestyle, you know, you can get yourself to be on board with you. It's amazing because you live with that person. So it's hard if you're changing your diet, if you're eating two different dinners. And it's great when you've got that accountability partner, you know, to go for a walk with or do some exercises with. So I just think that overall the mindset, the approach is a little bit different. But I think it also comes down to how things are presented. So I think that if, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, so I think the language in which I use when I'm working with women is a little bit different than when I'm working with men, because they need to hear things, I think, to kind of understand them differently.
You know, one of the things that's going through my mind is the sort of the ripple effect of the work that you're doing with the people that are in your program, because they actually are probably in a very powerful place in that, with their families and children and really probably their friends as well, to subtly impact sort of lifestyle and diet that's happening around them. Do you ever see that happening, that whole families benefit from?
That's one of the things that a lot of women who actually do my programs, and again, even some men, I've done some programs in local companies where we've done programs where we've had men in the company do them. So that's one of the things that they note, that it isn't, you know, these changes really aren't just about them, but it's how these changes impact their family. I've had a number of people do my programs and say, you know, not only am I benefiting from this, but my kids are eating better and they're feeling better. My spouse is eating better and feeling better. So, you know, that's another piece that's extremely rewarding for me. It's not just about, you know, the actual people doing my program, but it's, these people are then inspiring other people in their lives, and maybe it could even be someone's sister or brother or friend to start making healthy changes too.
Melissa, there are people listening, and I do want to get to a story about someone that you're particularly proud of or pleased with. But before we get to that, if there are people that don't live near enough to participate in your program, is there a way for them to benefit from your program?
Oh, absolutely. If you go to friendyourbody.com, one of the first things you can do is actually download my free Get Fit Starter Kit. And then from that point on, you can actually be added to my blog. So I send out healthy tips every week. So sometimes it's an exercise video. It might be some recipes or some, you know, tips to sleep better, tips for eating. And then we also have, this is right now it's just for women, but we're thinking about opening one up for men. But right now I have what's called the Friend Your Body Get Fit Club for Women. And that's actually an online membership community. So regardless of where you live, it's something that you can participate in. And it's a really wonderful online program. There's a lot of women in there. We have a very active forum. It's super friendly and supportive. And as part of being a member, I send out weekly recipes, and I have a motivational newsletter that I send out. You also get, you know, special deals as being a Friend Your Body member. And I find that the Friend Your Body Club has been a really instrumental piece with Friend Your Body as a whole, because it's allowed women to come together and kind of have an opportunity to interact with other people who are positive, and, you know, they're kind of on the same journey. They're trying to make healthy changes, and, you know, they want to connect with people for support. And I find that having support is the number one success factor for people. You know, when you have people rooting you on and encouraging you, it motivates you to want to keep going. And that's one of the things that we have in our program. We have people actually post their action steps each week. What are your goals? What are the things that you're working on? And everyone else in the on the site or the membership site can actually respond to your action steps and say, you know, great job, or way to go, or you can do it. And, you know, things like that, really, when you hear those words of encouragement, it really is very, very powerful.
You know, I love the sense of community that you're talking about, and certainly a community of people, and in this case, a community of women who actually are physically coming together to participate in the program. That's one form of community, but this internet community opens the experience up to people all over the world. So you could be going through this program with people from literally any part of the country or the world. And yeah. I think that's pretty exciting and pretty
it
much
exciting.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Are there some, have you noticed any cultural differences that you've had to adapt to, or as you've dealt with people from the parts of the country or world?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, right now, a lot of our members are actually within the United States.
Okay.
So, I mean, but having lived abroad, I lived abroad when I was in college. And I wasn't an English-speaking country, so it wasn't that drastic. I was actually in England, but
okay.
Just the diet is very different over there. The mindset, the lifestyle is very, very different. So, you know, it's challenging. It would be challenging, I think, a little bit if I were, you know, kind of, like I said, you kind of have to be aware of who your audience is when you're talking to them, because the things we talk about to the women here in the United States, it's probably a little bit different than we would, you know, we'd be discussing in the other parts of the world. But I can say the one thing I liked about when I was in Europe, you know, they have a very different work ethic, and it's not work, work, work. You know, there's a good balance of work
yep.
to play there.
I definitely.
Here, it's very different here. We have that work, work, work mentality. So,
Melissa, in the couple of minutes that we have left, could you tell me a success story?
I'd love to. One of our most recent success stories is a woman named Jen Dixon, and she's actually an elementary school teacher in Bedford, New Hampshire. And she wrote a beautiful testimonial on our website. If you actually go to friendyourbody.com and you click on Winter 2012 Transformation Challenge, you can read it for yourself. But I'll just kind of give you some of the highlights of about Jen. Jen is actually a woman who was going through a lot of very difficult things in her life right before she signed up for the challenge. Her mom had just passed away. Her dad was overcoming an illness, a fatal illness. She was, kind of healing the wounds of overcoming a divorce. So she, you know, is now a single mom. She has two young boys, and, you know, she teaches full time. So she had a lot on her plate. And what really, you know, is inspiring about Jen is that she had so many things going on in her life. She could have easily said, you know, life is so hard. I have so much going on. I'm just going to throw in the towel and give up. And she said, you know what, I'm going to do something for me, which is why she decided to participate in the challenge. And, you know, she's a really great role model, I think, to other women. And she's a great testament to show that, you know, even though times get hard and we all have different stressors in our lives, if you take the time to say to yourself, I'm gonna focus on me a little bit and start to make myself a priority, you really, you know, can turn the tables a little bit. And you know, she not only achieved her physical goals, you know, to lose a certain amount of weight and a certain amount of body fat, you know, what she did, which is incredible, but most importantly, she's feeling good about herself.
Hey, Melissa, we're out of time, but that story tells it all. So hopefully people listening will find some time for themselves and take better care of themselves, too. Thanks for being my guest today. Thank you all for listening to Begin With Yes on Empower Radio, and we will see you next time.